You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today, the state of Michigan started issuing real ID driver's licenses and state ID cards. They meet the 2005 federal real ID law. It created tougher standards for getting that driver's license. And starting in October 2020, you will not be allowed to board a plane for a domestic flight without either a passport or a real ID driver's license or state ID. And you'll need to take some extra steps to get the real ID. Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is here with us now. Happy to have you on board to kind of get us all on the same page about the real ID.
Well, it's great to be here because I want to make sure people do know this was a bipartisan act on Congress, and all the president sent have supported it, and it really was created in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, and it was recommended from the 9/11 Commission. The law sets documents and security standards for production of driver's license and IDs that will be real ID compliant, which, you're right, starting October 1st, 2020, you will need special IDs even if you're just flying within the state or other states. So we're offering this to people so that they don't have to get a passport if they don't want to. I think it's very important for people to know that we do have this for no extra charge. If you'd like to get it right away, there's a $9 charge to get a new driver's license anytime. But when you come in, there's no extra charge. And without a real ID compliant card, Michigan residents will not be able to board domestic flights or enter federal facilities after October 1st, 2020, unless they carry a passport or another approved identity document.
Right. And this is not at all to do with whether or not you can drive your car in Michigan.
No, you can get the standard driver's license if you would like and not get a real ID compliant driver's license or state ID. And it will just have on there in big letters, not for federal identification. But you can continue to get a standard driver's license or state ID if you don't plan on using it for flying or entering federal facilities, or maybe you have a passport or some other ID that will allow you to do that.
So what do we need to know about what it's going to take to get a real ID compliant driver's license or state ID card?
Yes, well, we've been requiring the same identity document since 2008. You will need to bring in either a passport or any other approved document, which is your birth certificate that has a raised seal on it. It can't be a photocopy. So a certified birth certificate or another document proving legal presence in the United States. And if you've changed your name for whatever reason, you'll need to bring a linking document such as a marriage certificate or court order with you, too.
So no, you can't do this online. You've got to walk into a Secretary of State's office with these certified copies.
That's right. You must come into one of our 131 branch offices. But I am encouraging all others to use ExpressSOS.com to try to keep our line short and moving. If you don't need a picture, you can probably do it online at ExpressSOS.com. It's easy, simple, hop online, not in line for everyone else. And that will just help us move our lines quicker. They'll look a little different. There will be a white star that's encased like a star on a flag in a gold circle. And that means that you are real ID compliant on your driver's license. So it's simple, doesn't cost any more if you would like it. If you don't want it, that's fine too.
And this is for 18 and over, right? So the 16 and 17-year-olds on their learner's permits and the like, it doesn't apply to them at this point.
That's right. The federal government does not require children under 18 to provide identification when they're traveling with a companion within the United States, but the companion will need acceptable identification.
And let's just say you don't think you're going to fly, but an emergency could crop up and you don't have that card, you aren't flying.
Yes. If you have a special driver's license that we already produce and some people order it so they can go to Canada or Mexico, you're already real ID compliant too. So a military ID also is acceptable. But if you don't have one of those three and you need to fly someplace in the United States, you won't be able to without a real ID compliant some kind of ID, which was put in by the federal government quite some time ago. The whole country is going to that, and so it's really important for people to know they will not be allowed to board an aircraft if they do not have some kind of ID that has a higher standard or shows that little white star and a gold ring, which is already with the standards that we've been using since 2008.
Ruth Johnson, Michigan Secretary of State, thank you so much for your time. Great talking with you.
Cynthia, thank you. Getting the word out is really important. I don't want somebody to get stuck at the airport.
And we should remind you, there is a lot of information on this Real ID law and the way we're rolling out these new driver's licenses and state ID cards on the website for the Michigan Secretary of State. Start at michigan.gov/realid, and you'll get all the information you need.